During his time on the Heber City Planning Commission, Ryan Stack says his experience has helped him see what the city was doing well and what it could improve on to create a better future for residents.
What really stuck out to me is how the city just kept playing from behind in terms of reacting to the growth pressures, reacting to what was happening. And I really believe that the city had an opportunity to start becoming more proactive, to not just respond to things, but to get ahead and direct and actually kind of take charge of its own future.
Stack pointed to growth as the defining issue for Heber City. At the beginning of 2019, the city launched its Envision Heber 2050 planning initiative to provide an update to the city's nearly 20-year-old general plan. Stack has participated on the steering committee for Envision Heber. He says the process will wrap up soon.
We're hoping to have something that the new city council can pass early next year. And that's where the rubber meets the road. That's when we start rewriting our codes to match the vision reflected in the new general plan. And that's going to be where we say, look, this is the trajectory we want to put the city on. And this is the vision we're putting into place. And we're going to say, you know what, we're going to stick to this. And this is how we believe we can best manage, direct, and influence what's coming into the city.
For Stack, a successful term on the city council begins with updating the general plan and land management code in the next year.
Let's make sure that we stick to the general plan we adopt and hold developers to it and say we finally have something that reflects our vision for this community. This is what we want to do. This is where we want the growth. This is where we want the open space. This is how we're going to address affordable housing and to continue to work with the public to solicit public input.
Stack and the other new council members, Rachel Kaler and Mike Johnston, will be sworn in January 7th at 5 p.m., followed immediately by the first council meeting of the year. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.